welcome to the Logstat, the Army's premier podcast on all things sustainment, where we analyze new developments, discuss current trends, and forge the path ahead for the next generation of sustainment soldiers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Logstat. I'm your host, Captain Garrett Pyle. If you've been in the Army for more than a few minutes, I can guarantee you understand how quickly things in the Army can change. That is why today we're revisiting the Sustainment Pre-Command course, which is actually no longer available in the format that we discussed in Episode 16, Sustainment Pre-Command course. The funny part of the whole situation is how the notification that the course was changing was published shortly after we published that episode. Rather than rushing to put an episode together that the Sustainment Pre-Command course was no more, we decided to let the dust settle and see which course of action would be approved for the way ahead with this program. So today, we're going to discuss how the pre-command course has been reshaped to be a more efficient program for the Army. And to walk us through this, I have back with me the director for the Sustainment Pre-Command course, Captain Misha Dantzler. Captain Dantzler is from Atlanta, Georgia, and commissioned from Jacksonville State University with a bachelor's in political science pre-law degree in December of 2014, is a year Group 15 officer. She's completed her PL time with some XO time in the 129th CSSB of the 101st Airborne Division. Then she completed her XO time in the 7th GSB, where she also completed time as a GSB S4. Following the career course, she was stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas, where she served as the SPO transportation officer and commanded the Hotel FSC and HHC of the 47th BSB. Following her command time, she served as a small group leader at the career course where we first met and was then selected as the director of the Sustainment Pre-Command course. I am so excited to have you back on the show today. Misha, welcome.
Thank you for having me here again, Garrett. It's always nice to be around you, Battle.
Definitely excited to have you back on. It was just a funny coincidence that we published the episode and we get the notification, oh, everything is changing.
Yes. I was like, the world is on fire. And I had already gotten about 20 phone calls saying, hey, I just heard this podcast episode. This is great information. How do I sign up? And I had to say, well, not so much anymore.
But that's what we're here today to talk about, is kind of analyzing what happened and the way ahead. So first of all, like, why was the Sustainment Pre-Command course discontinued?
So I have to say there were probably a number of factors that contributed to it. The Army's always looking for new and efficient ways to do things. So I think the biggest issue was probably resource and time efficiency. Commanders and command sergeants majors already go to so many courses before they're able to even take those seats. And so I think it came down to one of those things where it's like, hey, let's find a way to make this better for our senior leaders so they can still get the same information without having to travel to so many different places and be away from their formations for so long.
And is this just the sustainment side of it, or like, does this affect every branch?
So it affected every single branch. The memorandum came down from TRADOC and it said, hey, no more branch specific PCCs for these reasons. And so it kind of affected everyone. So each individual branch PCC director was kind of in a tizzy, like, wait a second, now what do we do? What is the alternative to this? But yeah, all of the individual PCCs.
Yeah, because you went from, what was it? It was a whole week?
A whole week, 40-hour course. So we went from a 40-hour course to, hey, no more. Figure this out.
So then what is this new design for PCC now?
Okay, so the new design for PCC, so for sustainment specifically, I'll say we have three LOEs. I can't speak on how everyone else is tackling it. The one thing that is the same amongst all of the PCCs is the branch breakout day at Fort Leavenworth. So commanders, command sergeants, majors, you know, they go to Leavenworth for 2 to 3 weeks. There's some courses that they have to take there prior to command, but their specific PCC, now each individual branch has a breakout day on the second Monday of any of the 7 PCCs that take place at Fort Leavenworth. So that's a 4-hour BOI that will happen, and it'll be branch specific. Whoever, probably from their center of excellence, will come out and give those briefs. I know for us, for 26-01, we had intended to send Major General Donahue and all of our commandants out to Fort Leavenworth to be able to do that branch breakout debrief. But with, of course, with the government shutdown and us not being able to attend that 26-01 going away, we look forward to 26-02, where we'll send our CASCOM commander and whatever commandants from Fort Lee that are able to go and support that effort to make sure that those senior leaders are getting the best 4 hours of education that they can in replacement of that 40 hours. Additionally to that, I know what we are doing in the sustainment world, we have two additional lines of effort to support that, which is our digital university, which most people, if you have been in the course already, already have access to the digital university on Teams. And then also our log connects. So everyone has a connect, right? Transportation, quartermaster, ordnance. We're having the first logistics connect in November. And that's basically another opportunity, another 4 hours to kind of cover down and fill some of those gaps that we're missing out with the SPCC.
So the Log Connect, so that's going to be a four-hour block now?
Yes, so the Log Connect is a four-hour block of instruction, and it's essentially four different topics that we will use to kind of fill in some of those gaps that we're missing from the SPCC now that we've condensed it down so much. So it's just another opportunity to kind of fill our senior leaders in on what are the things that are up and coming, what are some changes that are coming around so that we can keep them in the know.
Okay, that is definitely a good opportunity to be able to present information like that, because I mean, you went from a 40-hour block, a whole week of being here with different speakers coming, having that interaction, now you're condensed to just a 4-hour block as a breakout day there.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're having these additional lines of effort now.
Yeah.
Having access to the, as you said, the digital university, all those products, as well as having this additional Log Connect. Now, is this Log Connect, is that going to be, what's the rotation of that? Is that going to be like every quarter, every month?
So it'll be quarterly. We plan to have one a quarter, and that's just to make sure that we're in those in-between spaces of PCCs. We're capturing any changes that may have happened that we're not able to cover in that basic BOI from Leavenworth.
And I think you kind of answered this really, but if there's any more to touch on, just how does sustainment fit into the equation now at PCC? It's just that 4-hour block?
Yeah, so it is. It's just that 4-hour block. And I think one of the big things that we're kind of focusing on, or the Army is kind of focusing on, is that integration as our fight kind of starts to shift a bit. So integrating and making sure that leaders are able to understand the fight holistically versus just from their foxhole. So sustainment does have just that branch breakout day at Leavenworth. And of course, like I said, we still have the reach back capability here. That's the main thing we don't want to lose. Anybody who has been to SPCC here at Fort Lee heard the term a million times, reach back capability. So we want to make sure that we are still able to maintain that here at Lee.
So for the PCC now, is it still the same on who's required to go?
So everybody has to go. The requirement has not changed. If you're going to be a brigade or a battalion command sergeant major, you are expected to go to PCC at Leavenworth. Branch breakout day is a part of that, so it just makes it easier for you because it's now implanted into your curriculum while you're already at Leavenworth, versus having to go to PCC at Leavenworth and then figure out how you're going to get to sustainment PCC. It's now a part of it. Everybody will go.
So I know, yes, because I know that was something we talked about in our last episode was Command Sergeant Majors. It wasn't a directed thing where the battalion or brigade commanders, it was.
Right.
So it's good that everyone's going to be there. There's no issue with fighting over, am I going to be able to go or not?
Yeah, that was one of the things, that really just, it was kind of a thorn in my side of trying to figure out how do we get our Command Sergeant Majors here. But we have solved that problem because now we've just embedded it to somewhere that they are already going to be.
And I think a question that's going to be on a lot of minds of those who are listening right now is, what happens if I did not attend the old Sustainment Pre-Command course, but I've already attended the Pre-Command course at Leavenworth prior to these changes?
Yeah, so we actually have a small population of battalion brigade level leadership that was slated to go to SPCC or show up to SPCC in October. But had already previously been to PCC. So for those of them that have reached out, I've just told them, hey, let me know. I'll give you access to the digital university. I'll give you access to the 4-hour BOI once it's published for Fort Leavenworth, because we'll also have a Teams page with Fort Leavenworth that has the BOI, any discussion boards, any of that. So I will give them access to that so that they're able to see those briefs as they're coming out. And then also there's the option for TDY, specifically to branch breakout day. So with that, if their unit is willing to fund it, of course, they do have the ability to go to those branch breakout days at Fort Leavenworth just for that one day of TDY.
And that's good. You're able to offer those because anytime there's a change in the Army, there's always that small percentage of the population that's in the in-between.
Yep.
So I know sometimes they get lost in the shuffle, but it's good that we have plans in place now to ensure that they're able to still get that information that you're putting out.
Absolutely. I think everybody at T2COM, well, between T2COM and CAC, and, you know, I know over here at CASCOM, like, everybody has been working super, just very diligently to make sure that we are covering all the gaps for all of the senior leaders.
Now, are there any requirements from the Army Sustainment University for students attending PCC now that the courses are combined?
Yeah, so the Army Sustainment University, like I said, we don't want to lose our reach back capability. We still want those leaders, even though they're not getting that 40-hour block of instruction and some of that face-to-face time with the senior leaders here at Lee, we still want them to feel like they have the ability to reach back to Fort Lee. So we are continuously updating the digital university. They have access to any of the contacts that were previously listed, or any of the contacts that are listed on the BOI slide deck that they'll all have access to. We've listed all of our senior leaders, all of our specialty leaders. We want them to be able to reach back. So we're constantly updating that stuff so that they know who to get in contact with. We're also maintaining the digital university. And the only requirement that we actually have of the students who are going to PCC at Leavenworth is their student data sheets, which I will email out to them, student data sheets, just so we can get an idea of who is the CG going to be talking to when she heads out to branch breakout days.
So, and that's good that the team here is still involved with it and continuously keep that information up to date, because, you know, we have this great product in Digital University. We don't want it to just become out of date.
Right.
Because we all know how quickly that can happen.
Yep. Every day, things are going out of date. So we've got very involved people, FCD, TID, just every entity who is here at CASCOM that is able to support is just continuously updating that stuff. We also have people on the outposts that are working to submit slides and to make changes. We've got our EOD guys who are updating their slides and making sure that we're able to let the EOD officers know what changes are coming. We've got our National Guard. And of course, we're still getting those information from the CTCs so that we can make sure these command teams can see in real time what is the data that is coming out of the CTC rotations for them.
Nice. Now, I know you've been in the thick of all this right now. Do you foresee any additional changes to the program in the near future?
So, Garrett, things are always changing. And I do expect that after we run through this a couple of times, some more changes will come down. But right now, I think the only change that I am looking that I know specifically of is the way that I run the digital university, because right now it's still run on the Teams page. What we're working to do at ASU is move that digital university onto the actual ASU website and make it interactive, create some videos, create some podcasts, just make it an interactive, more modern type of digital repository. So. Yeah.
I think that'd be very good. Increases the access for people, be able to continue to share that information. Because that's the biggest thing, like, with here on our podcast is, like, you don't want information and knowledge to exist in a vacuum.
Right. Which is why I'm glad we're able to sit here and do this again today.
Yeah, get that information out there. So I know this has been, a quick episode, just be able to really tell the community, you know, what happened, why it happened, just give them the updates on things. Is there anything that we missed today that you would like to highlight when it comes to the pre-command course or the sustainment side of it?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything, Garrett. Those are some great questions. I think we covered everything. So just like to kind of summarize it all, we've got those three lines of effort. We've got that 4-hour block of instruction at Leavenworth, which is really great. A lot of people's hands have been on that, and we've been working on that for the past few weeks. Then we've got our digital university, and we've got those quarterly log connects to kind of keep our information in real time. So that, I think we covered pretty much everything.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for especially summarizing that for the audience and just give them a good idea of what to expect now. And of course, as always, any good advice you have for the sustainment community?
I still have the same advice. And I think just you see it as much as I do being over here at CASCOM. Things are changing so much. Just stay involved and stay vigilant about making sure you understand what is actually going on in the sustainment world. How our units are changing, how our organizations are growing or shrinking. But just make sure that you stay ahead of that so you're not caught outside of the know.
Exactly. And just this has been an amazing conversation today. I'm just glad we were able to have the opportunity to come in and talk about this. Like I said at the beginning, I didn't want to do this too quickly. just because we didn't know exactly what the program was going to look like. And I want to make sure we provide the community with the most up-to-date information with the way ahead. So I know you've gotten a lot of different cards and letters, and it's been great because people are engaging with you. They are, you know, reaching back. So I know people are probably going to have a lot of questions after today, even more. So where can people find you if they have any follow-ups?
Hey, so if you need to reach out to me, I am on Global, I am on Teams, and I am always available and ready and excited to answer you all's questions.
Well, just thank you so much, Misha. We really appreciate you taking the time to come back today and provide our listeners with all these updates to the course. I know the Army is always adapting to meet the new challenges of the day and to be as efficient as possible with our resources, and these changes and these programs are a prime example of that.
Thank you for having me, Garrett. Hopefully I can be on the show again for a different exciting topic one day.
Yeah, we'll definitely love to have you back on hopefully no more updates in the near future to this program. But today's episode definitely highlights how quickly programs and information can change. Thus, the goal of the Logstat is to always provide you with the most up-to-date, cutting-edge information to increase the lethality of each and every one of us. And we strive every day to meet this goal. But as all we have today, folks, as always, sustainment leaders start here. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Logstat. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Please share this episode across your formation and leave us a review. If you have a topic you like here discussed, then please reach out to us at armysustainment@army.mil or directly to me on Global at garrett.h.pyle. Follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn at Army Sustainment. We'll see you next time. Sustainment leaders start here.